Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Peace with God and with others. For he himself, Jesus Christ, is our peace, who has made the two, Jew and Gentile, one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, Ephesians 2:14. Class struggle, generation gap, racial tension, none of these problems is unique to our century. Consider the Jews and Gentiles of Paul's day. Their prejudice ran so deep that it was not uncommon for a Jew to pray, "I thank you, God, that you have not seen fit to make me a Gentile." Yet healed relationships can result when both sides see their need for the same Savior. Only Jesus Christ can bring peace that overcomes prejudice, as Albert Barnes relates. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. Formerly, Jews and Gentiles were alienated and separate. The Jews regarded the Gentiles with hatred. The Gentiles regarded the Jews with scorn. Now, says the apostle, they are at peace. They worship the same God. They have the same Savior. They depend upon the same atonement. Reconciliation has not only taken place with God, but with each other. The best way to produce peace between alienated minds is to bring them to the same Savior. The love of Christ is so absorbing, and the dependence on his blood so entire, they will lay aside these alienations and cease their contentions. The work of the atonement is thus designed not only to produce peace with God, but peace between alienated and belligerent minds. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22.
Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
In the last 3,500 years of recorded history, less than 300 have been warless. In that same period of time, more than 8,000 treaties have been made and broken. Why? Because parties alienated from God cannot help but be alienated from one another. Christ came to provide peace with God, Romans 5:1, and peace with others, Ephesians 2:14, permanently. Where else but in Jesus Christ could that kind of peace be found?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.